The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. This week, I have a power pack show, as I always do. Maybe that's me saying that, but I love my shows. I love putting together information for you guys to learn from, heal from, grow from. And I built this show around for people who have, you know, limited knowledge, all the people that are really knowledgeable and they experience tons of health information. So I want to try to meet every need. And I'm going to get into a story this week right off the bat, a story that may fit a lot of your lives and how you live your lives, but it's about someone, a patient I'll call Sarah, right? But Sarah is someone who did everything right. And trust me, I know what you should be doing, did everything right. She woke up at 5:30 a.m. She worked out 6 days a week hard. She tracked her food. She cut carbs. She tried keto. She ate natural organic food. She tried intermittent fasting. She even tried clean metabolic eating processes, more advanced stuff. And guess what? She gained 12 pounds. So that was not her intention at all to gain 12 pounds, but she did. So she sat in my office. She told me something I never forgot. Said, maybe I'm just broken. I can't tell you how many times I hear that, right? Throughout my week, throughout my months, throughout the year, people saying I'm just broken because they're not getting the results with the advice they've been given. You know, she's not broken. And if you feel the same way, neither are you. I'll tell you that right up. You're not broken. Your body's just not running the way it's meant to run. The real problem is we built an entire weight loss system that fights the body instead of understanding it, right? We built an entire weight loss system. Now, when I use the word weight loss, you can interchange it with nutritional system, anything having to do with building your body healthier through nutrition, because they don't understand really, or maybe they do understand, they're trying to push more profitable things than stuff that helps you. And that's why, you know, you start fighting your body. It fights back. So what happened to Sarah is she restricted her calories. She had more stress, right? She had more stress due to the restriction of calories. The more stress she became, the worse she slept. And sleep is huge. We need to sleep effectively every single night. I'm going to get into that a little later in the show, but you need to sleep great. The worse she slept, the higher her cravings went due to the stress hormones. Higher cravings went, the more guilty she felt. And that guilt, that stress, it told the nervous system one thing: we're under threat, right? We're under attack. And our body senses that threat and it did not want to burn fat. It goes in a protective survival mode and it just stores it. It stores up the fat in the body and it puts it particularly around the midsection. So, and that's not weakness. I want to point that out clearly. It's not weakness. It's not lack of discipline, not lack of willpower. It's her body's survival biology. Now you can multiply Sarah by millions, right? We're more obese than ever. Our country's more obese than at any time in the history of the world. We're more the most obese country. And it's not because people are lazy. I'm telling you that flat out. People aren't any lazier than they were 30 years ago. Really. We just don't get the right nutrients, but because we're chronically stressed, undernourished, inflamed, and neurologically overloaded, it's creating massive issues to our population. And then we're telling people, now listen to this, you become overstressed and we're telling people just try harder, which does what? It stresses your body more. So trying harder is not the answer. Regulating your system is. Now I'm going to break down another story real quick. So I'm going to tie these in, right? And I'm going to tell you about this patient named Mark. And Mark didn't come in for weight loss. I want to put that clear. He came in because he had upper back issues. His neck always hurt. He was a desk worker, right? So he had pain between his shoulders. His neck was always tired. He always had tension headaches. He had a desk job, long hours, and high pressure. Classic example, right? Pretty typical. But here's what was interesting. He also craved sugar every afternoon. He hit a wall at 3 p.m. daily. He woke up at 2 a.m. most nights, and he couldn't lose 20 pounds he'd been carrying for years. So something different about Mark is losing weight was important, but we had to get his nervous system corrected. So we evaluated his spine first. He had mid-thoracic subluxation, which means there was vertebral malpositions in his upper back. His spine was out of place and it was putting pressure on his nervous system. And those nerves are going to important organs I'll share in a minute. He had upper cervical tension. That's where Christopher Reeves broke his neck. So I took x-rays and saw that first bone was really out of position, which can mess up all the function to your body, just as it did to Christopher Reeves. And he had postural collapse. Gravity's just beating him up. as it does to all of us, right? Beats us up, your head goes forward, you slump more, your body's more tired looking, because as your body becomes weak, gravity wants us lying face down, so it keeps pushing us downwards. But here is what most people don't realize. Your brain communicates with your adrenals, your thyroid, your digestive organs, and your pancreas. It literally tells those organs how to run, tells them how to run at all. If they had no connection, they would die. So basically, every ounce of those organs, your adrenal glands, your thyroid, your function, digestive organs, pancreas, and every other organ in that area are completely controlled by your brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. So through the spinal cord, when the spine is restricted in any way and the nervous system is irritated, communication becomes inefficient. And what this really means, I'm going to break it down, is your stress signals stay elevated, your digestion slows, hormone regulation gets sloppy, and fat storage increases. So after stabilizing a spine, right, getting a spine back to full correction, doing x-rays, re-x-rays, everything, and calming his nervous system down, something shifted with him. And I had it happen with thousands of patients over the years. He didn't go on a diet. He just got better, right? He just felt better. His sleep improved. His afternoon crashes stopped. His cravings dropped. And over months, not weeks, his body started letting go of weight. So it's real important. There's a couple ways you have to go about it. And it talks about my top two things as far as health goes. And I'm going to zoom out on that, right? So our country, I'm going to break it down this way. I'm going to get into our top two health goals. We have the most diet programs in history. I just want to take a 1,000-foot view on this, right? And really think about it for a second. We have more diet programs than any other time in history. We have the most gym memberships in history. We have the most weight loss drugs in history. And also the highest obesity rates in history. That's not a coincidence. There's something horribly wrong about how we're going about this. And if we don't change this, it's going to continue getting worse. And there's plenty of people, not naming the businesses, who are very happy about you being more obese, less healthy, and more stressed than ever before. So most systems focus on suppressing your appetite or forcing calorie deficits. Very few focus on nervous system stability, inflammation reduction, nutrition sufficiency. Nutrient sufficiency is incredibly important. Hormonal communication and sleep restoration. You can't starve inflammation away, right? You cannot shame stress away. You cannot caffeine your way out of nervous system exhaustion. If the body depletes, it protects fat. That's what it is. If it depletes, it protects fat. It goes into starvation mode. If it feels nourished and safe, it releases fat. So the goal is not to shrink yourself. The goal is to stabilize yourself. So over time, there's five things I talk about in order to gain maximum health. Number one is proper function to your body. That's nervous system function, which everything in your body depends on it. I mean, it desperately needs your brain to communicate with it in order to run, heal, and work properly. So, and the second thing is nutrition, because if you had perfect nervous system function and you ate cardboard, life wouldn't be good. You'd die pretty early. So you need nutrients to have your body run. I call them, it's the lubrication that spins the gears of your metabolism. And if you don't have it, it's like your gears aren't getting lubricated. They're smoking, they're working hard, and their body just wants them to be slower and shut down because it isn't running well. So those are the top two things you really need to focus on, is nervous system health and also nutritional health. So if you break that down, what really works is not extreme dieting, not punishing workouts, not injections. We have to get your nervous system right, and it's going to start with proper spinal alignment. We're meant to be very specifically positioned, right? We're supposed to have specific positional postures to hold us up against gravity, allow our body to work well, allow our muscles to function well, our bones to hang off of our spinal frame. And when we have that, our body's going to run much better. We need adequate protein, micronutritional sufficiency, hydration, sleep projection, inflammation reduction, and gradual metabolic flexibility. When your brain feels safe, your body stops hoarding energy. So I'm going to get into a couple things. Our nervous system is so important. Having that properly positioned is going to, you know, we focus on the symptoms we have when our spine is shifted. We focus on how our discs break down over time when our spine is shifted. We focus on how weakness causes damage, especially in accidents and injuries. We get more damage if we're weaker to begin with, and we focus on that. That's the main focus of our entire medical system, is pain, irritation, and disease. My main focus is completely different. I tell people there's a difference. You can choose your doctor wisely, and there's different doctors take care of different stuff. The medical system focuses on pain, right, and symptoms and disease. My focus is on getting you healthier, right? They want to manage disease, disease management, symptom management. I want to get you healthier and higher functioning so you don't have those diseases, that inflammation, that pain, all these things. And there's very specific ways we do it, right? We map out how to get your spine and nervous system moving properly, how to get it moving more freely, which is wonderful because then you're not stiff, achy, sore. Your body can move better. You're happier, healthier. Second thing is how to relieve that stress on your nervous system. When you have stress in your nervous system, your whole body struggles. Your whole body's stressed. I have many patients that came in, had it from a very young age. They don't even know what life should feel like. They never felt a day in which they're feeling 100% normal the way they're designed to function and heal. So many people are walking around with these issues and thinking, well, I must have conditions that require more medication, more therapies, more whatever. And meanwhile, if you just remove the nerve interference, your life would be 10 times better and it'll come back very quickly. So that's on the show this week. I'm going to give away as I always do, but 10 appointment times. And I'm going to explain these to you because they're very precious. Now, I'm going to thank everybody who's been coming in. We've had hundreds of people over the last year coming from this radio show who had their life change, had their lives transform. I'll tell you, if you can speak to these people individually, they'll tell you their life is drastically different because they learned a new way, they're functioning better, their life feels better, and they're healthier. So, you know, if you want to come in, what we do is we do very, very high level neurological correction. So we want your spine and nervous system properly positioned, and we don't randomly go about that. We take measurements, we do x-rays, we map out your entire spine and nervous system to make sure we find out where it is. Then we get you back to maximum correction and we re-x-ray and we have other tests of remonitoring that correction. So we know you're getting there. No guesswork. We can know for sure you're getting better. So we have more than 10 people calling every week and want to come in, and that's great. But if you want to come in and you want to, I'm going to give you the number in a second. And we're in Fishkill, New York. We're right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet in the Fishkill, New York area. So just give me a reference point. So if you're in Long Island or New York City, it might be a little far for you, but some people come from far away. That's fine. I just want to make that clear. So if you want to come in, one of these 10 appointments I'm going to give away for free, the entire exam process for free, I'm just going to ask you, if you call to make an appointment, that you follow through on making the appointment and coming in. Because if you make an appointment, then it's taking it away from someone else who could have used that free appointment. We do it for free for 10 people. That free appointment, it gets taken away from someone else who may have desperately needed it. Maybe for them, their family could have made a huge difference for their lives. So I'm just going to tell you, if you call and use one of these appointments, just be sure you're ready to use it. If not, call back another time. That's perfectly fine by me. We're a very, very busy office. It's not about me trying to find more patients. It's about me trying to help you, trying to help people that are out there struggling, suffering, doing different forms of care, not finding any answers whatsoever. So for the first 10 people who call or text the word posture, or you can just call and leave a message, call 845-896-1200. So that's 845-896-1200. And leave the word posture. If you're texting, you can just text on that number or give us a call and just say, I want to come in. I listen to Dr. Ashburn on the radio. I want to try to take advantage of one of those times. Try, I want to be healthier. Whatever you want to leave in a message, we'll get back to you Monday and we'll leave you a message. We'll hopefully get in touch with you. Probably call you before 12 noon, more than likely before 10 a.m. So just if you get a call, just pick it up because we'll move past it and go to the next person. And I don't want to do that. So the number is 845-896-1200. Give us a call. And I would love to meet you and love to get you back on track to having great health. So switching gears, I want to get into a couple things that are very, very important for health, right? Just all this information I give you is very important to learn, but having an overcoming spirit is so important, being an overcomer. I was speaking the other day in my office and he was talking about, he's a police officer. He was sharing with me how he had a decision to make whether he had a disability, right? He hurt himself on the job and he had a decision to make whether he wanted to lie on his couch and get disability, which many people choose, right? They want to check out of life, take the easy route, or whether he wanted to try to rehab himself and get back to work so he could have that sort of life. And so he was rehabbing himself, getting back to work. He's feeling great, functioning great. And then I had another patient through my doors. Her name's Karen. And Karen, unfortunately, was crossing the street and a car struck her, right? Literally struck her while she's walking across the street. And she broke countless bones. She had many surgeries. And I went to visit her down in Rockland County. She was in a rehab center. And I'd be there and I'd be taking care of her. I'd adjust her spine, trying to get her spine back to proper position so she could function better and heal better, right? And I saw her husband a couple times crossing paths because he was there visiting her as well. So she was leaving. She was there for about 6 weeks or so. And she's leaving. And the day before she's coming home, her husband unexpectedly passed away. So talk about crisis upon crisis. She had so many things going on. The poor man who hit her felt horrible, but she had about a year and a half of rehab and surgeries and everything. You know, she was in bad shape, but she's a good, godly woman. And she trusted in the fact that she was going to get well and be well. And she had a great attitude. She had that overcomer spirit. And it was very obvious. She's a very, you know, good overcomer. She's a wonderful woman. And she's winning her battles. Now, I'm going to share a little bit about myself, a little bit of authenticity, a moment of authenticity here. And that is in March 2020, just as COVID was coming around, before anybody really knew what it was, I woke up one day going into work. I was getting ready. I was about to take a shower. And my whole right side of my body just shut off. So yeah, I had a stroke. I had a stroke right in that moment. And I later found out I had a blood clot. Due to COVID, it went up to my brain and it shut off the blood supply to a part of my brain, and I had a stroke. So I completely collapsed. I couldn't stand up. My right side of my body was numb. It wasn't working. And I fell down. I cracked my head in the bathtub. So double, right? Damaged my head there. Had a concussion. And I had to go to the hospital for about a week. And then after that, I'd go to a rehab center. So when I was in a rehab center, the doctor came in. He showed me this scan of my brain they did. And this whole area of my brain, it was on the left side of my brain. It was all lit up, super bright, a lot of damage in there. And he says, he wanted me to stay there for two more weeks. And I was there for 2 days. I said, I want out of here. I want to leave. I'm fine. And he says, you have this thing in your brain. You can't leave. I have to get other people up here to convince you, family members, whatever. You need to stay here. And so he brought my brother up to talk to me. And I told my brother, I'm not staying here. You know, I talked to him for a while. My brother realized that I was in good enough shape. I wasn't great, but I was in good enough shape to get out of the place. And afterwards, he knew I had that overcoming spirit. And he knew I could not stay in that place anymore. So he showed back up later and he said, well, you're fine. You can go home now, right? So a big change between you need to be here for 2 weeks because your brain scan looks like this, shoved a piece of paper in front of my face with a scan on it. And then he said, oh, you're good. You can go home. So from that day forward, you know, that was 2020, March, I'm perfectly fine, right? My brain works great. I'm fully healthy, but I had a massive stroke. So I'm going to encourage you to be an overcomer because there's many crises you guys are facing right now. And just a simple mindset shift, maybe a little bit of work, there's so much better life on the other side. I tell people all the time, as Americans, we often are treading water with our health. So we're treading water, and sometimes we have to paddle real hard with our hands and feet, and our head pops above the water, and we say, oh, good, I can breathe, I'm fine, and then we stop paddling as fast, and our head goes under the water, and we say, oh, crap, I need to do it faster so I can breathe again, and you're living between those two places, your head above water, head below the water, and there's an island, right? Maybe 100 yards off to your right side. It's some work. You got to swim there, but life's much better on the island rather than just treading water all the time. That's what many people do, right? You take medications and you say, that's going to help me. But then over time, that doesn't help anymore. You're just always seeking answers that don't fix the problem, don't fix the cause. And I'm going to encourage you for this moment, this segment, to become an overcomer. Really, don't let these battles get you down. Know that you can beat these battles. You're stronger than these battles and you can overcome them. So I just want to share that with you before I move on to anything else. All right, now to change gears, I'm going to get into nutrient density. But I'm going to get into the foods that have the most nutrient density and what part of the body really can help you function the best with. And so if you talk about nutrient density, there are foods that, like, you could have 800 calories in a McDonald's burger, right? Now, that isn't that dense with nutrients. It's, you know, tons of calories, obviously, but not that many nutrients in it. Or you could have leafy greens. So it's very few calories, but has much more nutrients in it. So therefore, it's much more nutrient dense. But I'm going to get into the top things for number one, brain health. So brain health, the number one food is sardines. Now, I love sardines. You can get them in cans, wild caught, natural sardines. They're filled with DHA and EPA omega-3s. They're rich in B12, which is critical for neurological function, and it contains selenium. So not many foods have selenium, and it's very neuroprotective mineral, and they provide vitamin D. They're one of the few foods that provide vitamin D. So if you're eating the whole fish, bones, organs, and muscle, you know, you're going to see the micronutrient spectrum is broad and dense with sardines. Next, I'm going to get up to hormonal support. We want our hormones to function good in most things in our life. All the plastics, all the chemicals, hair care, skin care, all the stuff you spray on your lawn, your clothes, receipts in the store, I could go on and on and on. They disrupt our hormones. So it's like everything around us, for the most part, all the toxicity in our life is designed specifically to disrupt our hormones, which means for you men, lowering your testosterone, for you women, throwing off your female hormones. And so the main thing, now I'm going to tell you what. This is not my favorite food. I'm always surprised at how many people like this, but beef liver is the best thing for hormonal health. It gives you micronutrients, and liver is unmatched for vitamin A, vitamin B12 and folate, copper, which many people are deficient in copper. So I take a multivitamin that has copper in it, choline, and iron. So these nutrients support thyroid conversion, adrenal function, reproductive hormones, and methylation pathways. So many people have a positive MTHFR allele. So it sounds like the mother F-er gene. It's MTHFR gene, but that really messes up your hormones. It messes up how your body processes food. And so this really helps with methylation pathways, which is what that really disrupts. For heart health, oysters. Now, I could eat oysters all day. Some people hate them. The texture can be miserable. They feel it tastes like a big goober. But oysters are delicious. I love them. If you don't like it, okay, you can do that, but I love them. But oysters are mineral powerhouses. They're extremely high in zinc, very high in copper. They're rich in B12 and a good source of omega-3s, and they contain selenium as well. So zinc and copper balance is especially important for vascularity and connective tissue integrity. Next up is eggs. Eggs are the incredible edible food. There's a commercial that said that a long time ago, but you need to get pastured eggs. So if you get cage-free, it just means they open up the door and they could walk out if they want. But pastured eggs are eggs that roam around. So you got to get pastured eggs. And if you get them, they're much higher in nutrients than regular store-bought eggs. They're complete. They have highly bioavailable protein, choline, which is, again, for nerve signaling and muscular activation, B vitamins for energy metabolism, and fat-soluble vitamins in the yolk. So they support muscle repair, nervous system function, and mitochondrial energy production. Most of us have a mitochondrial issue, right? We have damaged pathways, which mess up how we function, our energy levels, amongst many other things. So mitochondrial pathways are super, super important. Last thing I'm going to get into is for your immune system, dark leafy greens are phenomenal. You know, spinach, kale, any dark leafy green is phenomenal. High in vitamin K, and vitamin K helps you absorb the vitamin D better. Folate, vitamin C, magnesium, and antioxidants like lutein. So those are really the champions, right? If you want to combine everything and ask which food hits the most systems at once, beef liver, sardines, and oysters. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to eat beef liver. So I do take Organ Synergy tablets. You can go to my website and there's a store there. You can just call my office and I'll give you a number in a second. You can buy from us. But Organ Synergy, it's a very, very good product. And it gives you all the stuff that's in liver, spleen, heart, everything in the animal that's very good for us. But the problem is, for most people, you just don't know what you're deficient in. Many people are walking around with deficiencies leading to massive weight gain problems. And weight gain, nutritional issues all pop up when you're deficient in certain micronutrients. And so those micronutrients like zinc, selenium, chromium, they're the specific micronutrients I talk about. Certain vitamins like A, B, C, right? They're good to have, but as Americans, we're highly deficient in micronutrients. We don't get enough food, and the food we eat isn't as nutrient dense as it should be. It isn't grown in soil that supports it properly. Now, I'll tell you what that does. It creates massive stress inside the body. Then your body can't deal with that. So it slows down your metabolism, puts you in a survival, sort of stressed out survival mode. You're not going to want starvation mode. And your body says, I can't drop weight. I need to hold on to every pound I have. Then you increase your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels go through the roof. And this is where your hormones become disrupted. You probably are aware, but cortisol is called the stress hormone. So if you're stressed, cortisol goes super high, and then your testosterone levels, they go down, your growth hormone levels go down, estrogen goes up, and it messes with your hormone balance. That's why you're seeing more men with lower testosterone than ever before. More men have lower testosterone than their grandmothers had. Truly, they found that, and women's hormones are so deviated that it creates cancers, ovarian cancers, breast cancers are highly hormone linked. So you really need to figure out where you're deficient and get your body properly nourished so you can heal and get your body working better. Your body does not want to hold on to weight. For those of you who have extra weight in your body, I'm going to tell you, it does not want to hold on extra weight. And if you have extra weight in your body, you really need to figure out where you're deficient. We have technology in our office. It'll tell you exactly where your deficiencies lie. I encourage people all the time. Matter of fact, in a second, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in for free and use that technology, do the scan and figure out exactly what you're deficient in. Once you plug in those nutrients, your body literally starts dropping weight faster than you can imagine. I tell people they lose 1 to 2 pounds a day, usually 1 to 2 pounds a day. Doesn't go on forever because I tell them eventually they're going to evaporate if that happens. But it's the true way to get your body working better, become metabolically healthy, get your body leaner. You're going to feel great doing this. And the thing is with it, you're not going to be doing it by sticking yourself with a needle, popping a pill, or spending tons of money on trying to drop weight through medication. You're going to eat whole foods and drop weight quickly. So for anybody who really needs to drop weight, I'm not talking about you guys. We have a difference between hard losers and people who just need to eat better. Hard losers are people that have trouble losing weight. No matter what you do, you can't drop weight. If you're not dieting, you're putting weight on. So if that's you, you know, if you have more weight around your midsection, your gut, or your butt, then it's probably, you're probably someone who would really benefit from figuring out where you're micronutritionally deficient. So for, I'm going to do that this week for, I'm going to do it for 10 people. If any, we have Hudson Valley Weight Loss. You can look into that company, but for 10 people this week, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in for free, figure out exactly where you're deficient, meet with one of my coaches who will walk you through the entire process, how to get better. It's only $200. We're going to do it for free for you. It's an hour-long process to figure out if you can be helped. So if you want to try to lose weight, if you have an issue and you're not able to drop weight, no matter what you do, bariatric surgery, other processes, diets, it's not working for you, give us a call. For the first 10 people, we'll do the entire process for free, and we'll get you on in the books, and we'll get you set up to meet with one of the coaches and get healthy. The number is 845-896-1200. You can also text us the word loss, or just give us a message. We'll call you back Monday, depending on what's going on. So it's 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Guys, bless you. I pray you have a great week, a great weekend. I'll be back with you next week, of course. But as always, you're my favorite people. Honestly, I tell my radio listeners all the time, I love the radio show. I love educating you guys, and I hope the best for you. So God bless you. I'm back with more Maximize Your Health.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.